The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Thank you for joining us today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guest is your superintendent, Dr. Andrew Jackson. Our podcast comes to you on our nationwide media network. We operate with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand media programming for over 3,300 small communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for school districts anywhere in the country. However, this edition is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Andrew, welcome back to Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary. It's great to be with you.
It's always a pleasure. I would like to speak with you about a few topics which I believe overlap and maybe at some level they complement each other for sure. I'm thinking about the Academic Achievement Grant, Indiana College Corps, your dual credit numbers, we can talk about that, and state revenue. I think you see where I'm going with this. So what can you share with stakeholders on these points?
Yeah, absolutely, Gary. So they are all connected, and particularly around state revenue. And so this year, for the last budget year that the Indiana legislature met, and so for this school year, they added a line in our state revenue called Academic Performance Grant. They are putting much more emphasis on college credits. And so there's two different areas of college credits. And because the data is somewhat delayed, these are the class of 22 data that we're just now being compensated for in terms of our revenue, just because it takes a little bit of time for that to feed up through the system. Higher ed kind of collects that data regarding college credits, and then they have to get that to the K-12 piece of the Department of Education and Department of School Finance, and then for us to get funded on it. But the big picture is we moved from $162,600 last year in the academic performance grant to $403,940 this year. So significant increase, almost 2.5 times what we used to get. So when you start looking into those numbers, I think they're pretty extraordinary what we're providing for our high school students at East Central High School regarding college credit. So we had a total of 30 students received the Indiana College Corps, and our dedicated listeners will probably remember that we've discussed the Indiana College Corps before. And so as a reminder, that's 30 college credits that you can get, and we have most of ours are through either Ivy Tech or Indiana University. If you receive that College Corps certificate at the end of those 30 credits, then you can go to any state college in Indiana, and they will count all that and guarantee to transfer. So the writing class at IU is W-131. I took it a long time ago. I almost said how many years, but it was a long time ago. I took W-131, and they still teach that W-131 writing class that all students take at IU. So if you go to Purdue, it will count for their writing class. If you get it here from Ivy Tech, it'll count for IU's writing, you know, et cetera. So there are 30 college credits. So basically, your freshman year of school is finished when you go to college. So 2 years ago, again, class of 2022, we had 30 students receive that. In addition, we have a lot of students who take college credits that don't get the actual College Corps for other various reasons. They're going out of state, like they're going to UC or Northern Kentucky or someplace else, or they're going to a private school, et cetera, that, you know, they maybe they don't need to get it. So that year, on top of the 30 students that got the 30 college credit Indiana Corps, which is 900 credits, we had an additional 3,711 college credits earned by the class of 2022. That's a total of 4,611 college credits. And you'll see here as we move forward that last year's class is even going to be more than that, and this year's class is even be more than that. But if you look at the class of 2022 and you assume that 30 college credits is a year of college, which is pretty standard, if we awarded 4,611 college credits here to that class, that's the equivalent of 150 years of college that was earned by our students. So that would mean basically half of our graduating class received freshman year of college already completed before they went to school, which is a significant economic and cost savings for our students. So in terms of looking at truly what that, if you assume it costs about $15,000 a year for tuition to a public school, that's $2.3 million that were saved. And then if you add additional cost for living on campus, we have several students that receive that college core that can choose to graduate in 3 years. Some of them continue to take a fourth year and get another major or explore some classes, things like that. But if you decided that you wanted to graduate in 3 years instead of four, that's $25,000 in savings for the average amount for our public schools in Indiana. So that's a significant savings for our students. Like I said, you know, easily over $2 million that we saved our students. And again, that was, Gary, the class of 2022 that received that. And we will find out next year what the class of 23 received and then the following, et cetera. And so we expect this year, 2 years ago, it was 30 Indiana College Corps. We expect this year to be close to 100 students in the class of 24, receiving that Indiana College Corps, which is the equivalent of a freshman year of college completed upon graduation from high school.
This is, it's positive. I mean, this is all good stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it helps us, right? As a school district, we receive additional funding so we can continue to invest back in that program, purchase the materials, and help teachers get accredited, receive the credentials they need to teach a class and things like that. So it helps us as a district and as a community. But obviously, the biggest economic benefit is to those students and their families.
Yeah, I should say. You know, Andrew, I want to switch gears on you now. I was hoping to obtain some information from you regarding your fine arts schedule. You and I periodically report on what's happening in the fine arts, so I think we are due. It's been a few shows. What can you tell our listeners in this regard?
Absolutely. So we have a lot of different fine arts programming going on year round. And currently, even though our marching band season is over, we're still doing concert band competitions. We're still doing winter percussion. In fact, our concert band, part of 18 members were in part of the Southeastern Indiana Honor Band recently. I attended that concert. It was excellent. We still have our vocal students as well who are competing at their competitions. And for those who follow us on Facebook, you can see that we're very successful. And I encourage people to go out and look at that to see how our individual students and our groups are performing and competing and winning gold medals and gold with distinction. I mean, it's too many to mention, but we just have an excellent program under the direction of Donna Tanner and Megan Grayspear at our high school. And then Megan Brooks, the vocal at our middle school as well. And they're just doing a fantastic job with that. And then moving forward, of course, we have the drama program. And Carrie Zingerling is our drama sponsor. And then she, Donna Tanner supports her as well. And a lot of volunteers that help out. We have some additional assistants. So both the high school and middle school are getting ready to perform. We invite the community to come see them. So for our high school, they're doing the Addams Family, and it's the musical version of the Addams Family, which many of our listeners will remember from, I think it may be the 60s. It was a sitcom in the 60s. So on March 15th and 16th, that's a Friday, Saturday, they are performing at 7 o'clock p.m. And March 17th, they are performing at 3 o'clock p.m. That's the high school drama and doing the Addams Family. And I'd like to remind our listeners that we will be refurbishing that Performing Arts Center very soon as part of this building project. So I encourage everyone to come take a look at it so they can kind of see the before. And it's already an amazing facility, but we're getting ready to make it a little bit more amazing on that piece of it. And the other is the middle school. Carrie Zingerling helps with that as well. And also with Megan Brooks, she helps out with that also. They're doing Shrek Jr., and they are performing April 12th, 13th, and 14th. The 12th and 13th are Fridays. That's at 7 o'clock. And the 14th is a Sunday. That's all April in at 3 o'clock. And, of course, I would remind our listeners that we will have all of our elementary performances, our middle school and high school band and choir performances. Those are all coming up in May. So I encourage everyone to follow us on Facebook for those schedules or go out to our website. The musicals, those are fundraisers for those groups. So there is a cost to that. Musicals are licensed, so we can't live stream those, and it's also a fundraiser for those groups. Ticket costs are $12 for adults and $10 for students. Very reasonable price to come support our students, check out our beautiful facility, and really be amazed at the talent and the efforts of our students. So I encourage everyone to come to the April and May performances that are coming up.
There's always a good show going on. I wanted to ask you a final question, and hopefully you can reflect on this a little bit for our listeners. But as you look forward into the 2024-25 academic year, what are you seeing on the horizon as it relates to enrollment numbers?
So we are slowly starting to increase our enrollment again. After years of decline, for going all the way back to actually about 2007 was where we peaked at about 4,400 students. We declined for about 10, 12 years. And then in 2017, 18 range, we started coming back up. And so we look back over 3 years to project forward. So we are looking at growth now. We actually dropped just a little bit this past year, which was unexpected. We thought we'd grow about 20 to 25. We actually decreased about 10 students, but we still look at a projection moving forward. So we believe we will continue that growth of about 20 to 25 students a year for a while, and probably peak at about 3,800 students in the next 10 years and kind of level there, which is a good, a good strong number for us to be able to have the state revenue we need to support the programming that we have, be able to keep the facilities updated that we have. So we're happy with that. I would remind our listeners that we are starting the pre-enrollment process for next year for 24-25. You can go out to our website at summondearborn.k12.in.us, and under essentials is the 24-25. For our elementary students, we do consider in-district transfers between the three elementaries. You have to apply every year to be approved. So I encourage anyone that is in grades K through 5 that wants to be considered for a different elementary to please do that. Out-of-district, same. We welcome throughout southeastern Indiana. We have a lot of out-of-district transfers that has grown over the last 10 years from just a handful, literally 5 or 6, to closer to 300 now. And so I remind our listeners who are out of district transfers that that also requires approval every year. So that application process is available online. The deadline for both in-district and out-of-district is May 1st, and then we staff accordingly. And then after May 1st, it's first come, first serve. And there are some prior to May 1st that may not get approved depending on class sizes, but it's unlikely. It's more likely after the deadline. And then finally, kindergarten registration is coming up. So we are currently taking pre-enrollments for kindergarten. So I encourage our listeners to go out to that website and pre-enroll for a kindergarten student. And then you'll get some information in the mail from your principal regarding a day here in the April where they will meet with the students and do some orientation. And then we are doing the same thing we've done the last couple years, where the first 2 days of school, we take half the kindergarten students one day and half the next day, and we do a half-day orientation with parents in kindergarten. It's been very successful and popular amongst our parents, so we will continue to do that. And again, I just encourage everyone to go out to our website. Under essentials, you'll see the 24-25 enrollment information. Please click on that page and fill out the appropriate form as soon as possible.
Yeah, excellent. That is excellent. Well, Andrew, I must say, I think we've included a good mix of topics for today for our listeners, a fine report indeed. And I want to thank you for joining me once again here on Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
So I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and we are happy that you have opted in to listen today and plan to join us here monthly, year-round. So until our next show, this has been Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman-Dearborn Community Schools.